today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
And I ain't talking about your gift that your grandmama told you you had. I'm talking about something God gave you. And I'm telling you, it should come from the Holy Spirit. And if you've got gifts and you're not tied to the Holy Spirit, you're not tying them to the Holy Spirit, you're tying them to your innate ability, I ain't talking to you right now. Because all of us have intuition. I didn't say intuition. I ain't talking about something that came from you. I'm talking about something God breathed. It's pure and undefiled.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Gift of Discernment. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 2.
Verse 1 says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me. And when I will answer, and what I will answer when I am corrected, and what I will answer when I am corrected. Thank you, Lord. I'm ministering from a series called First Watch. Today's message is entitled The Gift of Discernment. The Gift of Discernment. I believe God would infuse us in this season as we become watchmen on the wall with the gift of discernment. During this season, it's important for you as a watchman, as a person who has sight or oversight over your future, over your present, over your families, to be able to see clearly and to discern what the Spirit is saying to you. I see a heightening of discernment, a necessity for it in the body of Christ. Many of us need to know what to do or who to connect with before we connect, and not find out whether we should have been connected after we got connected. He wants you to have discernment. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
So, Father, I give you praise for this message, and I thank you for this anointing. As I shared with your people, it's been almost 30 years. You've allowed me to stand before these people, your people, and share the message of the kingdom on a weekly basis. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for what I've learned, for the lessons that I've learned, the seasons that we've entered into together. Thank you for vision. And allowing me to speak truth to your people weekly. I would ask now for space, that as you anoint my voice and my vocal cords, thank you for anointing our ears with salve to hear, our minds that we might comprehend, our hearts that we might receive, and our spirits we will contain your word. We give you glory and praise for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I will stand my watch and will set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. The gift of discernment. And the Lord would say to you, you need discernment as you move into this expanse called 2025. You need discernment. What does it mean when a person has discernment? And so what exactly is discernment? Take a moment and look at Philippians 1 and verse 9. Philippians 1 and verse 9, and it says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment." So even Paul, when he prayed for the church in Philippi, he prayed that their love would increase more and more in knowledge, that is the increase in information, but also in discernment. Same passage in the New Living Translation, "I pray that you love, that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge," gathering information, yes, but also in discernment or in understanding. And in all of your getting, we can't just get knowledge, we need an understanding. Notice there are three things that are tied in these passages: prayer, love, and discernment. So when we pray, we should pray that our love overflow more and more, and that we keep growing in knowledge and in understanding or discernment. And then in the Amplified, it reads like this: "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more, and extend in its fullest development in knowledge, that is the increase of the word, and keep insight," and keep, or keen insight, "keen insight, that your love may display itself in greater depth, acquaintance, and more comprehensive discernment." A comprehensive discernment. Now, a lot of people are able to amass knowledge, but many struggle with comprehending the knowledge. So I pray that even as the message comes forth, many times you hear me saying this, and sometimes because it's routine, we may not ascend to it. But it's important to know, and I believe this is God and God alone, that he thinks through our mind and speaks through lips of clay as an oracle. "Go before this word and prepare us with ears to hear, a mind to comprehend, hearts to receive, and a spirit to contain the word." A mind to comprehend. And I would encourage you, please dial into the moment when you're receiving the word from the Lord. It's important to dial in so you can comprehend. Because the scripture says in the book of Proverbs, "In all of your getting, get an understanding." And I begin to understand that the Lord raised me up for this moment, that I would be a teacher first, preacher second. That I would teach the word, because it's important for the people to get an understanding. Oh yeah, we can preach and get emotionally sound and powerful and spin, and that's good. But without an understanding, there is no growth. And for the markers of growth, the growth markers to really take place, you need an understanding. You can't really preach submission. You got to do it. You got to preach increased vigilance. You can preach it, but you got to really do it. You got to understand what it means to increase your vigilance. You can't really preach humility. You got to do it. When pride wants to sit on the throne, you got to slide out of that throne and let humility rest there. It is more of a practice, and you can't practice what you can't understand. In other translations of Philippians chapter 9, as I begin to research the word on discernment, it is used interchangeably with the word, write it down, judgment. Judgment is used for discernment. Here's another one, profound insight. Profound insight is another word for discernment. Perception is another word for discernment. And finally, understanding is another word for discernment. So God wants to increase the church with the gift of discernment, but also it's called a gift of judgment or a gift of profound insight. He wants to grace you with the grace of perception, godly perception and understanding. Very critical. Discernment also means, and this is powerful, it means to perceive or to look into.
30 years in good standing. Into. You should have some type of reward
to have knowledge, but to look into the knowledge.
Should have some type of understanding.
See the knowledge as something hidden behind a glass. And you're able to look and penetrate it with your eyes, to look beyond the barrier.
I should be vicariously
and to see what's really there.
That some of us are walking through the corridors of life. We're walking down the hallway, but we're not focused on what's happening around us. We're just walking
just
down.
Shot.
But God wants you to look into the windows.
Because I'm intoxicating.
To see
the
what's behind the glass.
The more you should be appreciated.
You don't get distracted by
not people just pointing out
to those hallways. But you should be able to look and see what's
discernment.
There.
Thank you, Lord.
Discernment.
Write it down. Another
young
word
girl
is
that
detect.
Came to your mother and children, and I believe the Spirit
detect.
Told me every time the girl reads a book, I want you to give her
detect.
Some
I have a,
detected,
give it to her
a detection
so I
system at my
when
house
came
and
at the church. In other words, Bishop,
I can tell $5
is enough. I think $20 a book is enough.
I have what I call ring.
That's what the girl said. I said, well,
and it's important to detect
that.
Any foreign objects or foreign people.
She was parlaying for more.
Thank you, Lord.
So
and I don't
want to
just make this
a
detection.
Wait, wait, same thing
of
happened.
Enemy.
Someone came in.
Sometimes
in January
you
got to
know where your friends are too. And are they with you?
Well, no. I was teaching on tithing in January of that year.
Man, sometimes people like
and
to say
the girl's
they with
father
you,
came to me and said,
"I
don't think you should
just,
teach on tithing. You should let other people teach on."
Man, my God,
boom.
Man. Oh God, and I need
to so show him what I had been doing since he
so
and his wife is separated. And since they were still coming here, and
we
I was
need that as we
in
move
the child,
down,
so she
into
would
this
keep
year.
Her head straight,
keen
for years,
insight, keen insight, perception.
I
and
said, would you rather another man
keen
to teach your child, or should you teach
insight
your child?
He into said, what's should. Happening on the other side
but
of the
transparent
glass.
But you
want
to get distant when it comes to me teaching our congregation and how to obey God in terms of giving.
Before it happens.
I should bring somebody from down the street to do that.
And believe those with the gift of discernment.
Or should you teach honor to your children?
Uncanny.
Or would you want the neighbor to teach them how to honor
to
you?
Meet people.
Well, I understand what you're
to
saying
meet a
now.
Person,
okay. But you should have understood it before.
First time, but also to perceive things deeper.
Thank you, Lord.
There are things hidden behind the chest of the people we meet. It's called their heart. And God says people can praise with lips when the heart is far from me. And what you have to do is to be able with discernment to tell when people are praising you with lips but hearts are far from God. Thank you, Lord. You need a person around you or in your inner circle that may praise you with lip, but their heart is connected to God. Because if they praise you with the lip, you may say friend, but if they're not a friend of God, I wouldn't trust it. If they don't worship, I wouldn't trust it.
Glory to God, because God is looking for worshipers. Blessed be his name. That's not to say that all of your friends have to be on the praise team. Let me make that clear. I said all of your friends don't have to be on the praise team. But you need to make sure that they worship the Lord. And it is a priority to lift up hands and to give God glory, not only in the sanctuary, but also when you're alone. How do you think about God? What are your thoughts on God? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
people with discernment have this ability. It's an amazing thing to perceive or to see a person, but at the same time, they can see beyond what's shown. I'm not talking about suspicion, because some people think, well, I can do that because I can tell when I was a kid. I ain't talking about your gift that your grandmama told you you had. I'm talking about something God gave you. And I'm telling you, it should come from the Holy Spirit. And if you've got gifts and you're not tied to the Holy Spirit, you're not tying them to the Holy Spirit, you're tying them to your innate ability, I ain't talking to you right now. Because all of us have intuition. I didn't say intuition. I ain't talking about something that came from you. I'm talking about something God breathed. It's pure and undefiled. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm not talking about suspicion. I'm not talking about people walking around and can't trust nobody. I'm talking about something that God calls you to ping in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And really, he puts it in your life to protect you, not to keep you from people, to protect you from people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what the enemy does. He takes some of his bait and wrap it up in the stuff you like. Didn't feed it to you. But it's his bait. It's called the bait of Satan. Glory to God. So he know that you probably wouldn't necessarily go after whatever. So he takes something that you like and he put his bait in it. Then he feeds it to you. James said, none of us just go after sin, but we're all drawn away with our own lust and then enticed. And when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. But sin ain't going to show up in something that you don't like. He going to put the bait of Satan into something that you like and then open your mouth. Open. You open right up when you like it. And will hate it in everybody else. I can't believe they did that. But just yesterday, your mouth was wide open. That's why I want to kill the religious spirit at Truth Revealed. All of us need Jesus. Can somebody say amen? Praise the Lord, somebody. Devil got our mouth wide open. Thank you, Jesus. As I grow, I'm beginning to develop this gift is pinging louder. That is the ability to meet somebody. And he'll tell me that's my son, that's my daughter. Oh, yeah, flawed, but that's my son or daughter. First time meeting. I don't go after that and say, okay, because I believe you're a son and daughter, you can have all of my goods. Still keep up guard because people are human. And I believe we need discernment. Some of us come into the church and just let our guard down. Well, whoever meets a need when you come here. Or we put our guard up when a person denies us. Person don't speak to us the right way. A person don't say what we want them to say. All of a sudden, we got barriers up. When I think we need to be more relaxed. I don't think we have natural enemies in the church. Because I can discern, I'm the shepherd. And if I saw any snake or any wolf or any lion or lioness, and I'm standing here, I'm going to put out a warning. Because I'm not a blind leader. But small skirmishes, God don't want me getting involved in that. Neither should you be involved in small skirmishes. I don't like what you said. I don't like the way you looked at me. These are small foxes. You trying to tear down my life, trying to tear down my money, trying to tear down my family. That's a whole nother story. But these little stuff that we deal with, this attitude, man. Get over that. These are not even registering in heaven. God is like, you let that stuff bother you? The people on your job bother you and you still love them. Why is it heightening your church? Because this is the kind of gathering that the enemy don't want us to have. Glory to God. You can party, go to fraternities, hang out, go to movies, do so and so and so and so and so and so. I do it all the time. The enemy only fights what happens in here. Y'all understand that? That's why I'm guarding what happens here. Thank you, Lord. I'm guarding what happens here. I guard the people that's here. Amen. Sometimes you can get along with people all outside of your church, but when it come here, the enemy don't want us to get along. Y'all feel me? Okay. So what did the baby say? Yeah. Man, the baby listening. Right? I love children, and I love, well, I don't love children that much. I don't mean it that way. Don't be bringing them to me. I don't. But I love children. They innocent, right? The Bible says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, he's ordained strength and praise. Glory to God. Could you imagine me getting into a war with a baby? Many of us allow the adolescence of those who are in your church to cause you to want to fight. They're just babes in Christ. But it stops you from doing what? I'm trying to raise up a mature church here. Get over these offenses. And let's get some discernment. Discernment is not just for protection. It is deep, keen perception about who God is choosing and what he wants to do in the future. I have to have it as a leader. A keen perception. I have to be able to see the best in you after you fail. I want the same in return. I want you to see the best in me after I have to wipe my nose. After I leak before you. See the best in me. And just stop talking about what you see in a leak. What about the essence? I'm bigger than a moment. I said I'm bigger than a moment. I got 30 years of standing here, and I can boast in my own scars. You put 30 years in anything, what do they do on the job if you got 30 years? 30 years in good standing. You should have some type of reward. Should have some type of understanding here. In the midst of our people. Glory to God. I should be vicariously intoxicating. That means get a little sip every Sunday and you stagger when you leave here. You don't have to drink the whole thing to get it. Just a shot. Because I'm intoxicating. The older you get, the more you should be appreciated. Not people just pointing out flaws. Thank you, Lord. Discernment. Discernment. It was a young girl that came through her mother and children, and I believe the Spirit told me every time the girl reads the book, I want you to give her some resources. Give it to her mom. So I did for years. But a girl came to me one day and said, Bishop, I don't think $5 is enough. I think $20 a book is enough. That's what the girl said. I said, well, we don't negotiate that. I determine that. She was parlaying for more. So I realized the young girl was growing up, right? Well, anyway, same thing happened. Someone came here in January and was teaching on tithing.
And, well, no, I was teaching on tithing in January of that year. And the girl's father came to me and said, I don't think you should teach on tithing. You should let other people teach on. Bold. So I showed him what I had been doing since he and his wife had separated and since they were still coming here and I was investing in the child so she would keep her head straight. For years. I said, would you rather another man to teach your child or should you teach your child? He said, I should. But you want to get distant when it comes to me teaching our congregation and how to obey God in terms of giving. I should bring somebody from down the street to do that. Or should you teach honor to your children? Or would you want the neighbor to teach them how to honor you? Well, I understand what you're saying now, okay, but you should have understood it before.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, The Gift of Discernment, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
The Discipleship Course is an incredible way to reinforce your spiritual foundation and deepen your walk with God. If you are ready to get rooted and built up in Christ, email your contact information to discipleship@truthrevealed.org. Classes will begin on Monday, February 3rd. Ring in the new year and level up your financial knowledge at the 3-week Financial IQ class starting Tuesday, February 4th at 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Sign up today using the mobile app, on the website at truthrevealed.org, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Contact Elder Toby for more information. Grief Share will begin on Tuesday, February 25th at 6:30 p.m. It will provide valuable guidance and tips to help you move through the emotions of grief. Workbooks are available online or at the sessions. Visit griefshare.org to register for a group. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.